You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Aaron Air. My name is Greg Buck. I'm your host, and you are listening to us on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. The number is 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Lots of great shows still ahead, including after the 10:30 break, we've got Audio Sorbet, where we take a step back, do some fun news, talk about some fun stuff. Today it is, they're the harps. The worst holiday movies out there. What are the ones that you think are the absolute worst, you don't like at all, but what are the ones that are terrible and you do like? Want to know that as well. So feel free to get part of the chat, drop a comment, text it in. If you want to text or call in, you can do that also by using the Civic Media app. It's absolutely free. That was a pun, low-key pun for you. Download it to wherever you get your apps, right to your device, and that way you can listen to us, stream us anywhere in the world. You can also call and text. You can be part of our statewide text to win contest when we have them from time to time, and you can just stay up to speed with everything going on in Civic Media world by putting the Civic Media app on your phone. As we said before, absolutely free. But we're going to keep the show going with our next guest, my colleague, Adam Hess. He's based out of Richland Center, and he is the director of technology at the Southwestern School District. And he is just here to talk about everything they're doing out there at WRCO and WRCE. Adam, good morning. How are you doing today? Oh, Adam, there you go. Adam.
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. There we go. I think.
Oh, perfect. There we go. Hey, glad to have you guys along. Glad to be a part of it as well. Richland Center, not only, I always tell people halfway between Madison and halfway between La Crosse, that's where you find us.
Yeah.
That's not our only claim to fame. we do have a lot of great stuff going on, and glad to be here, Greg, to chat with you.
So, yeah, I mean, that's actually where I was going to start with is Richland Center. I mean, I'm going to admit I was born and raised in Wisconsin. Really, southeastern Wisconsin is my home. I've lived in a bunch of counties here, but when I started working for Civic Media, I kept hearing Richland Center, Richland Center. Tell me not just the geography of like where it's located, but what goes on there, what's happening around that area, what are the things that you are keeping a lookout for when regards to the news or just events, and what makes people want to visit?
Yeah, well, one of our main claims to fame is it's the birthplace of Frank Lloyd Wright, the architect. Of course, he moved from Richland Center to Spring Green, just down Highway 14. Then he moved out to Arizona, of course, and built Taliesin 2 out there. But that's one of our claims to fame. But more recent, I tell you what, we have such outstanding areas, rolling hills. We get snowmobilers. We get hikers. We get snowshoers, fishing, kayaking, canoeing, and we have just lovely cabins for people to stay in throughout Southwest Wisconsin, so you can immerse yourself in that nature, the nature walk. We have a couple of great radio stations.
Indeed.
School districts are great. Within Richland County, we have the Ithaca School District, the Richland School District, and the Weston School District, and we touch right on the Riverdale School District, which is right down in Muscadet. So we're kind of a hidden gem. We're positioned smack dab between Madison and La Crosse, and more people right on the Highway 14 corridor. No interstate runs through here, but more and more people are finding out. We're doing some great advertising in like Milwaukee and Chicago, the metro areas, Minneapolis, to get people to enjoy what we've enjoyed for, you know, all of our lives if you grew up in the Southwest Wisconsin Richland County area. So in a nutshell, we're big into outdoor sports. We're big into fishing. We love our brandy old fashions. We love staying in cabins, and so just a little bit of everything. And then we have a radio station that's been a part of this area since 1949. Mm-hmm. We turned on our transmitter, WRCO AM 1450, which has transitioned to WRCE, still a part of the Civic Media Network, much like WRCO FM is. That came on in the 60s when the FM signal went strong. So, Greg, I was born and raised here. I moved around lots of states and counties and different areas, and different careers and jobs. And when I had the opportunity to come back, I didn't ask twice. I came running back to Southwest Wisconsin. Absolutely love it. If you've never been out here, Greg, you need to come out. Ask for Adam. I'll show you the great fishing spots.
No problem. I mean, I'm always looking for new places, especially in Wisconsin, to visit. And a couple of things, you know, one thing I wanted to talk about was the shows that you host, two shows, the Weekend Wake Up and Prime Mover Saturdays. Can you talk to us about Prime Mover?
I sure can. So Prime Mover, Greg, has been around longer than I have. I call myself an old man in radio, but it started, I believe, in 1970 or 71. It was a 15-minute program, and it at that point, being a 15-minute program, people could buy, sell, trade, or give away their items.
Oh, Adam, we got some background there. Is that?
At that point, they would have people call up, and they would sell their items, and they would give their items away, or they'd be looking for items. Then it moved to a 30-minute show, mm-hmm. and then it moved to a one-hour show, and then an hour and a half.
Wow.
I've been hosting it off and on since 1994. I took a few years off when I moved on to do some software engineering, and then came back and for the hosting job of it again. But here's a little known fact.
Yeah.
Okay, it runs from 8:30 to 10 o'clock. When I was a kid, it was a half-hour show. I believe it was hosted by a man that I've had an opportunity to work with, Bill Twining. He still provides wrestling coverage for the radio station 50 years later. But I was 7 years old, Greg, and I sold a bike on Prime Mover. I called up. It was a banana seat with the ram horn handlebars, and it was yellow, and it was hideous, and it was my favorite bike in the world, but I had outgrown it. So my dad said, hey, we'll pitch in some money for a bike, but, you know, you got to pitch in a little money. Why don't you sell this bike? So I went on Prime Mover, and I sold a bike, and then, you know, 20 years later or 18 years later after that, I came back to host it.
Wow. I've seen the advertisement for Prime Movers. I wasn't sure if it was like a – I had no idea what it was about until recently, but that is an amazing – I didn't realize it was around for that long. If you're just joining us right now on Matt and Aaron Air, we're talking to Adam Hess of WRCO, hosts Prime Mover as well as Weekend Wrap Up, and you've been part of the station's history for a very, very long time. You've been listening to it even longer, and we're talking about what you can find at WRCO when you and WRCE when you get in touch with Civic Media. Which, if you will live in this, so we are in Racine right now at Radio Park, and if you want to listen to WRCO, as I said earlier, you can get the Civic Media app and you can actually stream those stations right from your home in Racine, Kenosha. You can do it from East Brunswick, New Jersey, Vienna, doesn't matter. But if you get that, you can listen to these shows live. You can listen to Adam on the Air by getting the Civic Media radio app. And one of the things that we were discussing before the show was the fact that there's some news, health news going on at the Richland Hospital in Baraboo. And can you talk more about that?
Oh, I sure can, Greg. So lots of great things. A lot of people, when they think of the rural area, they think, okay, well, you know, maybe rural health care isn't as advanced as larger city health care. Mm-hmm. And that may be the case in some situations, Greg, where, you know, we might not have as many on staff. We might not, you know, have all the latest technology. But the Richland Hospital, they do great work mm-hmm. here. And also SSM St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. And I'll specify, those two are unrelated hospitals. They're just hospitals in our area that are within our signal area that we just love to cover. One of the things Richland, the hospital and clinic's recently done, is they held a food drive, right, for disadvantaged individuals. And three or four truckloads.
My goodness.
Truckloads of food from a city of 5,000 people. That's pretty darn decent. And if you look at Richland Hospital, they have a lot of new technology coming on, and you can always go to WRCO or .com or WRCE .fm, and you can see the stories. One of the big ones was up in Baraboo, the SSM Health St. Clair Hospital. They transformed neurological care, Greg, by bringing in an AI-powered device. It's an EEG, so that's the electrocephalography device. Normally, when you have an EEG, and I'm not sure if you've ever had one, but they put on the electrodes, they put on the headband, you sit there, they get this digital readout or a paper readout, and then it takes a little while for a doctor or a specialist to read that. The AI-powered EEG, and I had the opportunity after we got a press release from St. Clair SSM, I did a little research. I'm like, this interests me because I'm an AI guy. I'm a technology guy. I absolutely loved it. So the turnaround time, it's instantaneous. The AI will take those readings from the EEG, Greg, and they will sort of gather a game plan. Okay, here's what we think might be happening. Now, granted, AI is not going to make the health decision for any individual. It goes on to a specialist. It goes on to the doctor, the board of review. But you can eliminate that time that it takes. And, you know, doctors are human, and there might be only one doctor to read the EEG results, and there might be 7 people today getting EEGs, or 10 people, or 12 people, and you're number 8 in line. You may have to wait till tomorrow or the next day to get your readings. That's not an indictment of the doctor. That's just the way the system is. That's the way it works. With AI, it will take those readings. It will send them on to the doctor who's going to look at it, but it's going to give the doctor a little direction. So the doctor's not starting with a blank slate. And I know the folks at SSM Health, St. Clair, and Baraboo, they are ecstatic about getting this device. It is if you want to do some research on it, it's a Cerebell system. You put on a headband. Setup takes less than 10 minutes. You have a portable recorder. You have AI-driven software with a little hard drive about the size of a little MP3 player. And I'm not talking like the Microsoft Zune. We're talking the
You chose the Zune as your example, Adam? Oh, my God.
It's huge. It's like having a Sony Walkman on your screen, if you remember the Zune.
Yeah.
This is the iPod Mini. You know, just really, really small.
Yeah.
Not only am I a technology guy, but I told you I'm pretty old when this discussion started, Greg. So I'm going to go back to the Zune every day.
There you go. Well, we're going to keep the conversation going with Adam on this. There's a couple of things I want to talk about. One, we were talking to Dr. Cernich earlier in the show about staying healthy as far as vaccinations and just keeping yourself healthy around family. But one of the things that you also did report on was staying safe and avoiding falls this winter because it's going to get really cold again. We're going to see ice. We're not going to see ice. And, I mean, doesn't matter your age. We want to help you try to avoid slip and falls. And then I want to go back to something you just discussed, which with regard to Richland Center, and I think Wisconsin as a whole, as far as brand deal fashions, from what I understand, there is a person on this call, and his name may be Adam Hess, who has a brandy old-fashioned recipe. And I'm not asking you to divulge it if it's secret. I'm merely wanting to talk to you about the topic.
Well,
so
I'll tell you what, Greg.
Yeah.
I put the recipe online.
Oh.
I put it, you know, I'm a transparent guy. That's part of my new story.
release the recipe files. That's what I say. But we're going to keep the conversation going more with WRCO and Civic Media's own Adam Hess when we come back. If you have any questions, if you want to talk about Richland Center, I'd love to hear from you about this because, as we said, it's Wisconsin. We want to know more about our family around the state. But you can always do that by texting in 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream. Or leave a voice note on the app. Get that Civic Media app before you start listening to WRCO and leave us a voice note with your questions or comments. But either way, don't go far. We are going to be right here on Matt and Aaron Air. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Box, joined by Sweet Calby, the Calvinator, the board lord here on the ones and twos, and you are listening to us on Civic Media, and you can get in touch with us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-8557-5-CIVIC. You can also leave a comment on the live stream, get that Civic Media app, and you can call also stream WRCO or WRCE. The reason why I bring that up is because we're talking with my colleague from Civic Media who works at WRCO, Adam Hess, and we've been talking about the wonderfulness of Richland Center, all the things you can do, some wonderful innovations for medicine out in their hospitals, which I think a conversation that's always needed to be had is about rural hospital access as well as just making sure you go see your... We were talking to our previous Dr. Cernich, Adam. We were talking about staying healthy in these winter months, and one thing that you talked about and you wrote a story about was staying safe in the winter months, specifically having to do with avoiding falls this winter, which is not just for older folks. I routinely will whiff it on 2 times during the winter. And talk more about that. There's a story on the WRCE website about this matter.
Yeah, so that's our news director, WRCE and WRCO news director, Joanne Krulatz, had written a story that was a press release, and then she wrote it in Iowa County. And it sparked this thought in me, because when I hit 50 years old, I realized I don't bounce as well as I did at 40 or 30 or 20, right? I don't bounce at all. I'm going to be honest with you, Greg.
Yeah.
So it was a personal interest to me. We all have people, older parents, siblings, friends, community members, church members, whoever, in their, you know, 60s and 70s and 80s and beyond. And I thought, you know what, I'm gonna construct a story around what Joanne started. So I give Joanne a lot of credit for sparking that with me. So the biggest thing is, and you can always head to the website or our Facebook page and get the numbers, and it's in the millions of, you know, how many people fall in the U.S., how many are ICE-related, how many are age-related. But the bottom line is, you know, if it's icy and you know, you start out by writing 19 when you write your birth year, you're definitely going to want to just, you know, take it slow.
Yeah.
There are a few things you can do, obviously. You can shovel. You can hire somebody to shovel. You can put down ice melt. You can put down salt. Out here we use something called barn lime, and it melts ice. It sticks to ice, so it makes it a gritty traction. It's stuff that we farmers used to use in our barns to put down so cows didn't slip on the cement when they're coming in and out of the barn. And then somebody got the great idea while living in Wisconsin and said, hey, if it works on cement and my you know, 1-ton cow's not going to fall down, how about we try this on ice? And it worked.
Is barn lime is that pet friendly, or should you keep pets away from that?
I don't have, you know, because I'm just kind of winging it on the barn lime, because I didn't include that in my story. But we always had it around the cows and the calves and the dogs and the humans. And there's a dust level to it. So I always put on a mask when I put barn lime down, whether if it's in a barn when I was younger or now if I'm putting it down on ice and snow. I always wear like the respirator mask, like if you're or you're doing drywall. It's almost like a drywall dust. So as far as environment and pet friendly, part of me says, yeah, we're good to go, but I don't have the official's numbers on that, Greg. So, definitely you want to stick with the ice melt for sure. The type of salt that's, you know, directed to take care of ice. It's always good to put up handrails. If you own your area, or if you don't, you could talk to your landlord. If you know there's a place that's always icy every year and you're getting older and you're thinking, you know, one of these years I'm going to go down walking to the garage or walking to the mailbox, handrails are good. I know a lot of new constructions, they're putting in heated pipes in the cement, so your sidewalk is heated, or your driveway is heated, which does a really good job of keeping the ice off. So the numbers are there. If you just go to WRCO.com, WRCE.FM, our Facebook page. We're actually, as we head into the holidays here, Greg, we're going to boost that story again. We're going to do a refresh on it, and it'll go towards the top. So you'll be able to find it. Lots of great tips in there. Lots of staggering and almost depressing numbers if you look at all the people that are impacted. And when we say falling, you know, you're not just bruising yourself. There are broken bones. There are fatalities, Greg. People are dying. They die when they fall.
Yeah.
They hit their head. They get internal injuries. You can, you know, maybe not be able to get up. You knock yourself out. Loss of blood. So it's pretty serious. And you know, I joke a little bit. I do a lot of joking in life and talking about how I don't bounce once I hit that 50 mark. But taking all the jokes aside, Greg, that's pretty serious stuff.
Well, and we're going to take that article I've got right in front of me, and we're going to put it in our show notes so people can go directly to that story and find out for themselves. Because yes, and I am still of bouncy sort of age, but I tend to whiff it at least 2 to 3 times, and I wear boots and I wear the stuff you're supposed to wear, and I still slip on ice that I don't see because it's not looking like ice. So really, just be careful, be vigilant, and take care of your property. So you and also just for your neighbors too. You don't want to be Adam. You don't want to be the guy who doesn't salt your driveway and your walkway. Don't be that guy. So
right, and then one of your neighbors or somebody passing through, or the mail person, or somebody goes down. Not only, you know, obviously there's always the chance of litigation and different things, but you have to live with that. You know, it was your reason,
exactly,
your fault that you didn't take care of your property and somebody got hurt. And it could be your mom, it could be your aunt, it could be, you know, somebody you didn't know. But still, nobody, you're right, you don't want to be that guy. And you don't want to have that on your conscience.
Exactly. We don't have enough time to talk about old fashions, which means you have to come back because we're coming up on the new year. So maybe we can have a discussion then, because I want to know more about this and tell you a story. But Adam Hess has been our guest. He is one of the hosts at WRCO here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Adam, have a lovely, lovely holiday. Stay safe. Try to bounce if you can.
Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas.
Back, we'll talk old-fashioned.
Exactly. All right, when we come back, we're doing Audio Sorbet, worst holiday movies and the ones that are the worst that you love. But don't go anywhere. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close. Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach, and I'm here with Sweet Cal B, the Board Lord, the Calvinator, and Santa Cal. That's your nickname for the holidays, Santa Cal. Are you okay with that one, Calvin?
Yeah, works for me.
There you go. See, he's always very, I mean, I can't imagine he'd say, never call me that again. But we're right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can always call or text, get in touch, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, leave a comment on the live stream. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that we still call Twitter. Show's not done yet. Still got stuff coming up, including wrapping up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This is the Santa is on the Naughty List edition, so you don't want to go anywhere for that. Stick around. Right now, we are in the area of the show where we call Audio Sorbet. Lovely. That is where we take a step back from all the news we're talking about during the show, and we have some fun. Talk about some frivolity. And it's holiday season. It's holiday week. Folks, are you done with your shopping? Are the presents wrapped? Are you still looking at Amazon going, oh, God, I got to buy something? Where are you at with your holiday shopping? I want to know. Are you done? Are they under the tree? Are you kicking back? Maybe having an old-fashioned, maybe not this early. But if it was a Bloody Mary, it'd be fine. I don't know. That's our culture. Anyways, we're talking about the worst holiday movies ever. What do you think the worst holiday movies are ever? What are the ones you just could never watch again? And I feel like, I don't want to say that you can't say things like A Christmas Story or It's a Wonderful Life because they're constantly played, but if you don't like them, you don't like them. Tell us. We want to know. We want to hear from you. You can always do 855-752-4842. You can call or you can text to that number, get the app, call or text, leave a voice note. But either way, we want to know from you. We want to hear from you. And you can also leave a comment on the live stream as well. Calvin, we were talking about holiday movies last week, but are there any holiday movies that you just stay away from?
Well, in reality, it's all Christmas movies. I'm not really a fan.
But what?
I'll get a little more specific.
Okay.
Anything on the Hallmark Channel, I know those aren't like recognizable. They're kind of just like one-offs. They produce massive amounts of them. But if it's on the Hallmark Channel, it's probably bad.
Well, and that's the thing though, Calvin, that's a very interesting topic you bring up, because we could easily say I'm tired of Miracle on 34th Street, or I don't like A Christmas Story or whatever. Esther on the live stream says that Jingle All the Way is a terrible movie. Esther, if you're still watching, you think it's a terrible movie that you love to watch? Is it both? Neither. But yeah, Jingle All the Way, that one has grown in popularity over the years. And I believe they made it one of those direct-to-DVD. In fact, I think it's starring Larry the Cable Guy, which makes total sense. But the thing, though, Calvin, do you know that the Hallmark Channel's Christmas movies are almost its own industry now? They make them nonstop. And so much, and they're so popular now that other streaming services, like Netflix, basically has their own version of the Hallmark Christmas movie, where it is, and it's usually starring a woman, and it's usually a woman is in a situation where she is done, so she goes somewhere else, like home, and then she reconnects with a kid she went to high school with, and whether or not she's in a relationship originally is up to the writer, but then they realize the beauty of Christmas, and love and everything is great, but that is a cottage industry now. I mean, they're making tons of money off of those movies because, like you said, they make a bunch of them. They hire very non-famous people to star in these movies, so I don't imagine they're getting huge paychecks, and then they just pump them out there, and they're making money, and then every once in a while, there'll be some kind of fun B-list, C-list celebrity who is on one of these movies, and then that becomes their identity. They are now the Hallmark Christmas actor on all of their films. I mean, that is, I get what you're saying, Cal, that it probably won't. I would say when it's not that it's not good. It's predictable, but it will definitely be entertaining because you want to see how they retell this story for the 79th time this year.
Yeah, I guess I don't find it entertaining at all.
No.
I mean, it's just, first of all, like you said about, they're always the, not to single out women, but they're the category, that they're the main character.
Protect
in
yourself,
this
Calvin.
Genre of movies.
Yeah, of course.
But the
yeah,
woman
yeah.
is always presented as like, oh, she falls in love with someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that she leaves behind is always presented as the bad guy. But like, if we looked at it, like if it was happened in reality, I think the woman who leaves her boyfriend and then falls in love with someone else is the villain, not the guy that gets broken up with.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of times what happens, you're like, well, you should really break up with that person before you enter into a relationship with. But yeah, I get what you're saying. And I will say that it's also usually it's a woman who has got a high powered job. She's living in the big city. It's a lot of time it's the big city. They present the big city as the problem. They say, just that city living. Come back to where you're from, whether it's the country or whether it's a small town. It's always the stressors of the city lights have gotten to this person and they just need to, or they burn out or they get fired. It's never anything other than that, but that is basically the premise of it. I'm looking at a list here of the worst Christmas movies as told by Rotten Tomatoes. And I guess, you know, here's a couple that, you know, Ernest Saves Christmas. I know a lot of people my age would fight someone who says any Ernest movie is bad because we grew up watching Ernest films and they're all fantastic. Here's one that popped up that actually Jenny just said here. Four Christmases with Vince Vaughn and Reese Witherspoon, a story where all the characters are unlikable, especially the leads. Yeah. Yes. I don't want, I mean, I'm sure he's not listening right now, but Vince Vaughn is someone that I can take in small doses, and that Vince Vaughniness of him, I'm like, You shouldn't be the lead in this movie. You don't. It's all about. Ugh, no, thank you. But I saw a little bit of it, and I don't disagree with you, Jenny. It's like, yeah, none of you should be around each other for the Christmas time. It's just what you should all be in four separate Christmases in four separate like regions of the United States. Oh, I thought you were gonna say something, Calvin. You were told in the mic there.
I thought of another terrible. Christmas
yeah, go
movie.
For it. Go for it.
Well, I don't even know if they're terrible because. As a child, I thought they were kind of fun, but when you really dig into the premise of it, the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Okay. Go on.
Just that.
My mom's going to want to fight you.
I mean, they're, I guess, kind of interesting, but the idea that Santa Claus dies on this guy's lawn and he has to become Santa Claus now is.
Well, it's a Disney movie, right?
Is it? It might be.
Yeah. If it's a Disney movie, then you are accustomed to tragedy happening in the first act of a film to force the story to move forward. I mean, I was raised on characters being whacked up and killed off immediately.
You know what? I've actually, in thinking about the Santa Claus, have completely rescinded my opinion about it being terrible. I actually think it's awesome. The idea.
What happened right there, Calvin?
I just like started thinking about how like bizarre the idea that like this guy just evolves into Santa Claus and then like the person he marries just evolves into Mrs. Claus and he just like has to be Santa. It's actually kind of a interesting premise.
I don't know if I've ever heard someone change their opinion. So who says in this world that people can't change their opinion with a little bit of information? And what the thing with that movie, though, is funny is that when he goes to the doctor, even the doctor's like, "Man, I guess, you know, but no, this is a medical anomaly that needs to be studied. We need to, the like, is Santa Claus the new COVID? Can I catch the Santa? Will I turn into a big guy with a beard? Can I never shave again?" Like, that is, those are the big questions, Calvin, that are not being asked by the Santa Claus films. And then they made a second one, and then they made a third one, and then they made a TV show. But yeah, that is, I mean, between the Santa Claus and the Toy Story movies, Tim Allen never has to work again. We are talking about the worst holiday movies this time of year. What are the ones that you avoid, or what are the worst ones that you actually like? We are looking at a list here from RottenTomatoes.com. And yeah, the Santa Claus, I think at least two of them are on there. Deck the Halls, Christmas with the Cranks, Surviving Christmas. You know, there's Eight Crazy Nights. That's a fun movie. People can get off that. It's animated. It's fun. Leave me alone on that one. Troy from Mount Horeb is on the phone. Troy, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. I hope you have your presents wrapped. What say you on this topic?
Happy holidays to you both.
Happy holidays.
Almost.
Yeah.
Almost. I'm waiting for an Etsy delivery. Yeah. So, the Calvinator is 100% right. All these Hallmark movies are basically Sweet Home Alabama.
Nice reference, Troy from Mount Horeb.
Except for one we saw last week, which was Overboard as a Christmas movie. Lindsay Lohan had a ski accident and lost her memory.
Oh, my God. And then did a man employ her to do his housework against her? Oh, my God.
Yes. To refresh her memory, she had to go back to this hotel that she was staying at and work for the guy.
Oh, my goodness. See, the thing is that Overboard as a story, I grew up with them. I love that movie, the original, not the remake. No one asked for the remake. But the original, I watched it a lot, but now as I'm older, I'm like, oh, that's a problematic topic. Like, that would be, is that criminal? And then someone said, let's make a new version with a hotel and Lindsay Lohan. And everyone said, yes, let's go for it. Okay, well, now I have to look deeper into that one too. Troy, any big plans for the holidays this year? Are you going anywhere?
No, just family stuff. My family lives up by Fond du Lac, so I go up there. That's furthest I travel. So.
All right. Good. Well, thank you so much. Right. We appreciate you calling in, Troy. Always love hearing from you. And if I don't talk to you before then, have a wonderful Christmas. Have a wonderful holiday. And, yeah, we appreciate you stopping by.
Thank you. Yep. You guys as well.
Thanks, man. We're talking about the worst holiday movies. What are the ones that you just will stay away from? What are the worst holiday movies that you will defend? You know, are you a fan of, let's see here, what's another one, Calvin, we saw on the list? A horror movie called Jack Frost, where the notorious serial killer Jack Frost is being driven to his, he embodies a snowman. Yep, okay. 16% on Rotten Tomatoes, but I'm sure there are people out there who love it. Do you love a horror Christmas movie? That's another question we could also ask. I don't watch horror movies. Calvin, do you watch horror movies?
I love horror movies. I can't say I... like Christmas themed ones though.
Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Never seen it.
Never. Oh, that's like the first one I think it was, or Black Friday.
So my list of worst Christmas movies,
yeah,
is on IMDb, and one I just noticed was Unaccompanied Minors.
That is on. I think. Yep, that is on the Rotten Tomatoes list as well.
It's a very odd movie about unaccompanied minors at an airport. So children flying without their parents, and this airport gets snowed in,
yeah,
and then they stop a terrorist attack or something.
So it's Die Hard 2 with kids.
Kind of. I don't know. It's a really weird movie.
Well, it was also directed by Paul Feig, the same guy who did the Ghostbusters reboot, and he did Freaks and Geeks. That's very funny that that's one of his films, but that's just Die Hard 2 with kids. That's all it is. I want to know which one is who gets to say the catchphrases that I can't say on the air because those are FCC not compliant. So, feel free to tell us more about your favorite bad Christmas movies, the ones you stay away from. We're going to keep this rolling into This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Santa is on the Naughty List edition. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Matt and Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned. Stay close.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. My name is Greg Bach on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with my producer, Calvin, Sweet Kelby, the board lord. He is here with me today, and we are here with you, and you can always get in touch with us by calling or texting. The number is the same whether you're doing that, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Leave a comment on the live stream where we are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform we still call Twitter. Got really quick here. It's going to be a short week for us this week. We're going to be live today, of course. We are live today. We're going to be live tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we're going to have a curated best of episode, which is going to highlight the retirement journey of Jane Mattenair, who retired on December the 12th, a couple weeks ago. And we're going to play our favorite interviews from all of that when we were that last week and a half, where she was having friends on, having discussions about her career, and just taking a wonderful stroll down memory lane. But you can catch that show on Christmas Eve, and that's going to be Christmas music, basically from 2 p.m. onwards through Christmas Day. It's going to be wonderful, and then we'll be coming back live on December the 29th, Monday, December the 29th. So live tomorrow, pre-recorded on Wednesday, and then Christmas music on Thursday and Friday, back with you live on Monday for two more days. It's going to be short weeks because I'm taking some vacation time. Calvin's taking some vacation time. We're going to relax and have a good time, and we hope you do too. Join us for the shows. Always get in touch, but we wanted to give you the overview on that. But it is 10:54, Calvin. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
And if you ever have a thing that should not be, you can send it in to Calvin and me by sending it to janesays@civicmedia.us. That email still works, janesays@civicmedia.us. You can always send your ideas for a Tizbat, ideas for guest topics, things like that. Get in touch. Love to hear from you. But that is the way you want to get in touch if you'd like to send us something. Right now, This Shouldn't Be a Thing. This comes all the way from CBC News, the Canadian Broadcast Corporation. The headline reads, thieves dressed as Santa and his elves steal $3,000 worth of goods from Montreal grocery store. Group claims responsibility for Robin Hood-style grocery theft. And this is Annabelle Oliver with the byline. Several people dressed as Santa and a group of masked elves were filmed at a grocery store in Montreal on Monday night, filling up their carts with food. While seemingly festive, the group left the grocery store without paying. Yeah. Montreal police said that Caroline... Oh, that's a French name. Chevrefis? Nope. Sorry, Caroline, didn't get it right. Confirmed an investigation is underway in connection with a shoplifting incident at a large retail store. And they want to find out what's going on, what happened. Masked and disguised individuals who would be left with food without paying were what's seen on the cameras. And all told, it was about $3,000 in food. And the group described Monday's raid. So the group that took responsibility for it, it was about $3,000, was redistributed under a Christmas tree at Place Voyer. It's very French-Canadian, this story is. They said it was a great food drive. So basically, they took from the rich and they gave from the poor. And Calvin, where are you on this one? Putting the pressure on you, buddy. You can say if you don't like it. You can say if you love it.
I understand where the thieves are coming from. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this was the greatest, smartest way to do it, mm-hmm. but I don't know how big the corporation that owns this store is. So I don't, if this was a family grocery store, I think that was pretty bad. But if this was like Canadian Walmart, then I don't really care.
It said shoplifting incident at a large retail store. And they also said the group that took responsibility said a handful of corporations are holding our basic needs hostage. And they posted that on their social media from the activist group. Sorry. I should have done a translation on this one. It's so French. I can't do it. And I'll just feel bad if I get it way wrong. But yeah, and it goes on to actually talk about this story. I'm going to put in the show notes, talks about the inflation rate in Canada, the things that we're going through here in America, happening all around the world, and Canada is not immune to it. But this is what people are resorting to, and it's up to you to decide, are they a good Santa or a bad Santa? Are they on the naughty list or the nice list? I'm going to leave that to the listeners and viewers to decide. But for now, that has been another edition of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Tomorrow we've got a live show, as we said earlier. We're going to be speaking to the ACLU as well as Isaiah Holmes, who is a journalist, talking about Flock Tech in Wisconsin. And we would love for you to be here. As we said, it's going to be a live show tomorrow. We'll be here live having a great time talking about the holidays. Would love for you to stop by, contribute, give us your thoughts. And then Wednesday, it will be a pre-recorded best of walk down memory lane of Jane's retirement announcement all the way up until her last show as it was the 12th of December. I want to thank Calvin. I want to thank Tucker. I want to thank the engineers. I want to thank traffic. Without any of you, nothing happens. I'm just a guy talking to a mic that's not even turned on. I want to say thank you to the listeners, the viewers, everyone who called, commented, everyone who's a part of this, to our guests today, Adam Hess and Dr. Chris Cernich as well from the University of Wisconsin-Madison. We're going to be back with you for tomorrow for a live show. I'm very excited to talk to you guys. And then it's going to be a well-deserved break. But don't go anywhere. There's still lots happening here on Civic Media. After the top of the hour news, you are going to be hearing from Tom Hartman, followed by John and Gordy, and then Pete Schwaba with Nightlife. So there's nothing stopping here. You want to stick around, get yourself a snack, get yourself some water, and head on back because you want to do that on the Civic Media Radio Network. This has been Matt and Air on Air. Stay tuned, stay close, talk to you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.